This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want as we launch into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and then a little bit more about Alex Jones. There's a trial going on this week in Austin. We talked about the two different positions of the defense. I don't know if you call them defendants in civil cases, but plaintiff and whatever. The other side. respondent. And petitioner and respondent? Well, anyway, the one side is that Alex Jones is playing a character. He's not really like the character that you hear on the air or you see in his videos in real life with his family, while his ex-wife is saying, yes, yes, he is. And by the way, I just saw that she's getting $43,000 a month in alimony payments from Alex Jones.
Must be nice. I wonder if she wants more.
So apparently she does, or at the very least she wants partial custody of the kids, which presumably would give her more money, right? Like if she's
sure.
Yeah. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I just want to mention that I believe like close to 40,000 people were killed in auto-related accidents last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because, 30,000 were people killed inside cars crashing into each other.
Mm-hmm.
So 6,000 were people that are pedestrians that got killed, so they were walking.
Okay.
So you throw in another 2,000 bicyclists, and another 2,000 motorcyclists. So altogether, I'm assuming it's around 40,000.
Sounds like you might be right about that. Yeah, it's a dangerous place out there with multi-ton hurtling chunks of metal flying about hither and thither. I mean, it's dangerous.
We probably should remove from that those numbers the people that this is the alcohol related deaths, because that kind of makes the non-impaired drivers look bad, if you know what I'm saying. So I don't know what the numbers
are. Yeah, I wonder
what
percentage that would be
of people who are pedestrians that are drunk that fall into the street and get run over by a car, drunk bicyclists who have, people that have had their license taken from them because they can't handle their alcohol addiction, manage to get out on a bicycle and clunk, clunk. Then, of course, the drunk drivers that hit people and that sort of thing. So those numbers certainly speak to how dangerous it is on the road, but they don't speak to how dangerous cars are.
The thing about it is that, what gets me is that how come I'm the one, I feel like I am the only one that's upset and concerned about it. But you guys,
yeah, I feel like that too.
Am I the only one in this country that bothers me?
No, I mean, somebody has to make those statistics, so there's somebody out there who is compiling those statistics, and it's probably...
Somebody who drove to work compiling those statistics, okay?
Right. Yeah, it's probably that person is probably also as concerned as you, Sarah, given that they've decided to devote their life to compiling automotive traffic fatality statistics and the like.
Most people ride or drive cars on a relatively regular basis.
Every day in a lot of cases.
Lulled into a false sense of security that this isn't one of the most deadly activities that is performed in this country every day.
High risk.
And, high risk by American standards. The risks get completely different when you go to, say, Yemen. Like, you're much more likely to get bombed by the United States government or something.
But that doesn't change the risk of driving. It's still as risky to drive in Yemen as it is to drive in the United
probably
States.
Probably more so. I would say the roads are probably not as good, and the other drivers, if you've ever driven in a foreign country, it's a horrifying experience.
Hmm.
But then again, maybe the way they drive makes people better drivers. I'm not 100% clear on that. So... I think people are lulled into a false sense of security about how safe driving is, but if you look at driving compared to climbing ladders and a variety of things that we do every day in America, all kinds of things, you know, using a chainsaw, driving begins to pale in comparison in the areas of injuries, at least.
I tell you, I was driving up to Marlow a few weeks ago, and I was looking, I was anticipating a snow heave up ahead, which is sort of a frost heave, thank you, which is kind of a bulge in the road where melting water, freezing and melting water makes deforms the road a little bit. And so I wasn't paying attention to where I should have been paying attention, and I almost hit a moose.
Whoa, that's scary.
Yeah, he was standing in the road.
Wow.
I've encountered a lot more deer and moose in the road here in New England than anywhere else that I've
Mark almost hit a moose once, too.
Yeah,
it sneaked up on me. When I saw it, I, you know, pulled the wheel, yanked myself out of the way, and slowed way down. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a big druid or something.
For our European listeners, a moose is an elk. Imagine hitting a hot water heater full of water that's put up on 7 foot 2x4s, right? You hit it in a car, that baby's
You're
coming
done.
Right through your front windshield, and it's going to land right in your lap.
Yeah, I remember years ago. Good, Sarah.
All of this, me bringing this up, I hope this pushes, like I said, the automatic sensors and the front and rear end cameras and the auto brake. And like I said, have the cameras in the back when you're rear backing up, a cameras for the front. Like they
I highly doubt that your phone call is going to influence that, but you never know. The marketplace.
You always play down Pre-Talk Live. I've got to say, Sarah, we're probably going to have this problem solved with or without phone calls in the next, I don't want to say it too, but 5 years, I think we're going to have autopilot technology out there that's going to have cars driving themselves.
It's going to take another decade on top of that, probably, to shift over to the new batch of cars.
You don't think that
maybe
politicians are going to mandate people switch over?
Not everywhere. Ain't going to happen in New Hampshire.
Driving's a deadly activity, and computer driven
cars
are going to be much safer.
Maybe in New Mexico, but I don't think that's going to happen in New Hampshire. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. This is seems less likely to happen in a place like this. The New Hampshire government's very slow to change, very unlikely to embrace new regulations, and that's a good thing that we've got here. Now, maybe insurance companies will incentivize it, perhaps, because let's think about ways that the marketplace could switch over to some of these technologies. Maybe insurance companies could give a break on the rates if people are in an auto car. Like, if it's proven that being in an automatic driven car lessens the likelihood of an accident.
Well, what about driving up the rates for a, somebody who's, or giving different policies? If you had a, if you were in a group of people who are in the computer-driven car, then your rates are going to be significantly lower than somebody who's going to be just in a pool of human-driven cars. Those people are going to be spending a lot more money.
I see what you mean. So don't mix the two customer bases.
The good drivers are the people who can afford to buy the, in many cases, I'm not every case, but in many cases, the good drivers are the people who can afford to buy the new technology that is significantly safer. So you're going to be pulling many of the best drivers out of that pool of insured people.
What makes you say that good drivers are more likely to have the money to buy a fancy new car? Just because someone has money doesn't make them more likely to be a good driver.
No, but if they're older, they're likely to be a good driver. Have you ever looked at the statistics?
If you get too old, you become a worse driver.
Have you ever looked at the statistics of people who driving under the age of 20?
Sure. Teenagers are notoriously bad at driving.
Okay. Who gets the crappiest cars?
Teenagers?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're high rates already. I mean, in many cases, teenagers are driven out of the market in insurance rates already. That people are getting licenses later and later. I went and got my restricted license on my 15th birthday. I went and got my driver's license on my 16th birthday.
I think I was pretty close to that, too.
Right, because I wanted that freedom. I had saved my money. I was ready to move into that next step. But I've met more and more young people that they just haven't gotten their license yet.
Yeah, Vincent is one of them. He was your co-host last night.
Doesn't have a driver's license?
I don't believe he does.
Man.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. When are you going to make the flip? If, you know, if next year Toyota and Subaru and all these companies have an auto-driven car out there and it's on the market, how long is it going to take for you to jump over there? You want to tell us what your plan is? You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio for this live Sunday edition, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
How'd you like to try out what might be the best pillow you'll ever use for near risk-free for 60 days. It's called MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, and you can get yours at half off by using code FTL. I love MyPillow. Mark,
me too.
Also have one, and you love yours. But, you know, for whatever reason, if you don't agree with us, it's okay. They've got a money-back guarantee, so you send it back to them. They send you your purchase price back to you within that first 60 days. Now, presumably, you're going to love it as well because it is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's been great for me at doing that, and I enjoy laying down on it every single night. You can try it out for yourself. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And if you do decide you like the pillow, keep it, and it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. So they really stand behind their product with both a money-back guarantee for 60 days and a warranty that lasts for a decade. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. To the phones, to the fun. We've still got a little more to say about Alex Jones coming up. But first, Carl is in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, I listened to you last night. I just didn't call in. I want to talk about my great Senator Robert Menendez. I mean, his case went to the Supreme Court of the land, and they wouldn't listen about it. I think he thought
what
it was unconstitutional.
What case?
Well, an eye doctor in Florida that gave him $700,000 in campaign funds last time he ran. This eye doctor is under they're charging him with $8 million in Medicare fraud, the eye doctor.
Whoa.
Also, he owned half of a container company in the Dominican Republic that gets grant money from us to check the containers, even they're coming to the USA. He certainly wanted that to continue. And then there's
how does a doctor give $700,000 to someone's political campaign? Aren't there, like, campaign finance restrictions?
I don't know. I mean, why would one from Florida get one to New Jersey, the eye doctor?
Yeah, that was my other question. Why would the Florida eye doctor care so much about a New Jersey race? Is that where he was from originally?
No, but see, he wants to get out of that $8 million he owes in Medicare fraud. He wants my senator to help him get out of that. And guess
I see what
September
you're saying.
6th, September 6th, both of them are going on trial in New Jersey federal court. And plus, that's not the only thing he did. Some guys, I think it was, Costa Rica or somewhere, they were convicted in their country for stealing, embezzling millions from a bank, and they came to Miami, and they asked my senator for help, too. And they gave to his campaign, and I think they're not allowed to because they're not citizens. And he's saying, that corrupt country, you can't believe when they charged and convicted these guys of stealing millions of dollars, or can you?
Yeah, it's welcome to politics. There's a lot of graft, there's a lot of corruption, and I'm sure they have ways around these campaign finance rules, like what, the PAC, PACs? These are ways for people to donate to, like, issues rather than candidates, but they can sort of sculpt their message to, attack certain candidates but not promote other candidates. So there are ways, I think, that they can structure that.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that a politician, they need the money to win again. This is the job that they're in, and it wouldn't surprise me in the least if it's, they feel like they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, so they've got to take the money.
Thanks, Carl, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When I ran for governor as a Democrat here in New Hampshire, I didn't have to file any campaign finance reports. Because I wasn't accepting any contributions.
I see.
But even if you accept up to $500, you don't have to file. So you can still run a very small campaign here in New Hampshire without actually having to file any paperwork, which is pretty sweet. Makes it easy.
The political process is just so messed up. Why would you want the person who's best at getting elected to be the person who is voting on which laws should be legal and which ones shouldn't? I mean, isn't that a terrible idea?
I think the whole system's a terrible idea.
It's pretty obvious that we're incentivizing people with slippery morals to get into office, and that's what we're getting. What a surprise.
Absolutely true.
It's framed as the perspective for the supporters of democracy, coercive democracy, will frame the perspective from the other side, not describing the politician who evolves to fill these roles, but that it's the voter. It's about the voter, and the voter gets to make their decision.
Oh, yeah, they like to claim that we are the government.
I don't get to make my decision. I'm given two crappy choices and told to choose between them. You know, I mean, you can't
but
tell
you,
me I'm
Mark.
Making
you
a decision. No, that. It's not. It's just somebody giving me crappy decisions. You know, a lot of times the Libertarian Party will give me something
Would
a little
like
better to vote for.
Would you like to chainsaw off your leg or chainsaw off your arm?
Right. And that's it. Oh, and you don't want to chainsaw off either? You're the problem.
Right.
You can't complain.
It's just like what I was telling you earlier, Mark, about the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is not a check on the other two branches of government.
Not really.
The Supreme Court is a symbol, a sop, to throw out there and say, look, we've got a court that is independent and can rein in the power-hungry politicians and executives and stuff, but it's just, it doesn't actually do that. It ratified the New Deal. It ratified so many other infringements on our liberty.
Obamacare.
And
it expands the police state constantly.
It's just a symbol to show you that there is something there, but it's not actually that thing that it purports to be.
Well, every now and then, and this is one of the reasons
and
why...
And that's what voting is. Sorry, Ian.
Yeah.
Voting is just... you'll always be able to vote. They're never going to take the vote away from you because voting is a revolution in tyranny.
So the reason why the judicial system is the highest ranked branch of government as far as like approval ratings are concerned, we did there was a study about this not too long ago that we reported on here. Well, below the military is the highest, but that's not technically a branch of government. But of the branches, presidential
branch was
so legislative was the lowest, yeah. President, executive was next, and then judicial was the most trusted branch. That's because they do make the right decision every now and then. So
no, they do it more often than they don't. It's just the big decisions that they often get wrong. And that's, when the rubber hits the road, the big decision comes through. I don't know whether somebody walks in the office and says, hey, you know, it could be real bad for you if, you don't vote the right way on this one. Or what happens. But they vote unanimously. More than 50% of the time.
They don't have to be threatened. They're just part of the state. I mean, ultimately, their allegiance lies with the state. They're not an unbiased source. These people get paid by the state. They are the state. And so you shouldn't be surprised. And I don't know about your claim that they vote right the right way most of the time. I don't know if I buy that.
There's a lot of things ruled unconstitutional regularly in this country. You don't keep an eye on most of the Supreme Court.
But you
Court
don't
cases.
Either.
I've been paying more attention since this election with Trump, so I've been reading a bit more on it.
855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airways. Join us here. 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. I got some bad news a few days ago about the DVD for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's, well, it could be good news from a different perspective. The good news is it's about to become a collector's item, because the bad news is the person, or the company that does the printing, the pressing of the DVDs,
yeah,
is going to discontinue Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Low sales. They can only have so many different things in their inventory, and sure. So it you know, we made it for about 4 years, a good 4 year long run, and so I got the notice from them over the weekend that effective immediately, they will no longer be pressing new copies of that movie. So if you want to get the DVD copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, Amazon says they got 3 left in stock. Now, Amazon says they're going to get more, but they may not have heard the news yet that this is done for. So there's a good chance that that may be the last 3 that Amazon will sell. So if you want to get your hands on a copy of this thing, I've got maybe like 50 to 70 of them here, and so I'm going to see if there's a way, because I know that you can, with Amazon, you can like send them product, and they will actually ship product for you. They'll do fulfillment for you, so maybe I can use them if it's a reasonable price. I don't know. Conan, one of our former co-hosts, does that. He sends books to Amazon, but they charge you, obviously, for the shelf space in their warehouse, and so the question is, you know, how quickly will they sell versus how much it costs to keep them stored there. I don't know what any of those numbers are. Maybe I'll talk to Conan about it and see if it's even realistic to do that. But we are on the last legs right now. Unless I can find some other distributor distributor, and I don't know where to even start looking for this. It was actually Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends who turned me on to the company that did take the movie for the 4 years that they had it. And, you know, we actually got into Walmart. I don't think the physical copies were in the Walmart stores, but Walmart.com was selling it. They may still have some. I haven't checked that. But if you go to order.victimlesscrimesfree.com, that takes you right to the Amazon page for the movie. Of course, you can order digital copies anytime, forever, if you want to do that. But you can also just watch it for free on YouTube, so you don't have to order the digital copy unless you really want to pay for digital watching of the movie. But the DVD is special. For those that don't know, this is the movie that I had the pleasure of being the executive producer for. It's a year's worth of activism that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, with the former co-host Derek J., who was on this show for a long time, and it's a great movie. It really is an excellent documentary film. I love it, and like I said, it's free to watch online, so go check it out, see if you like it, and then if you want to get the DVD, that's how you get the bonus commentary tracks. You get the commentary of Derek J. alone, and then a second commentary track, which features me, Bo Davis, who's the editor of the film, and Derek J. The three of us sat down, and we watched the movie together and commented on it. So those are two DVD-only features that you can only get through the DVD. There's also on the, if you pop the DVD into your computer rather than your Blu-ray or DVD player, you access gigabytes worth of files that basically almost 8 hours worth of bonus footage, essentially all the footage that we used, the activist footage, to put the movie itself together. It's all there, so you can watch the full context of every clip that you see in the movie. So these are some of the things you only get from the DVD. In fact, you could say that most of those clips are available on YouTube, but not all of them. There's a couple of those clips that YouTube banned because they got reported by some of the people that were in the clips, like, oh, you're using my likeness without permission, or whatever the excuse was. So there's a couple of banned by YouTube clips that are only available now on that DVD, and now the DVD is getting ready to become a collector's item, unless I can figure out some way to keep it in print, and maybe that's an anachronism at this point. I mean, maybe it's not even viable. Maybe it's not economically, obviously it wasn't economically viable for the company to continue stocking the movie, and maybe it would be pointless to continue even trying to push forward for that. I haven't looked into it, so I don't know what the options are.
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, you know, what, 5 years or something
It was, the DVD came out in early 2013, so it's been out for 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years for a company to continuously sell a DVD and continuously print
slowly,
it.
Slowly, but yeah.
It just doesn't make much sense. I mean, things go out of print for a reason.
Yep, that's true. So the question is, you know, will I be able to figure out a way to keep it in print? Is it even worth it to do that? I don't know. So there's a good chance, you know, this may be the end of the line for the DVD of Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, in which case you should get yours now at order.victimlesscrimespree.com while they last. All right, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about Alex Jones earlier, and we kind of just set the stage for what is or what has happened over the last week. I don't know if it's continuing into the next week. I'm not sure about that. Maybe the hearing's over with at this point. But it's a divorce proceeding, or a child custody, I guess is more accurate, between Kelly Jones, which is Alex Jones' former wife. Now, Alex Jones apparently has another wife, so why is she still called Kelly Jones? I'm not sure. Do some people who get divorced keep the name?
Sure. Oftentimes, if you have if women have children and they haven't remarried or whatever, they'll keep the name of the ex-husband.
Strange thing to do.
Why?
I mean, they don't want to be with that person anymore. Why would they want to keep the husband's name?
Well, it's convenient, you know, legal.
You don't have to change documents and license. Okay, yeah.
And you know, further, women aren't raised with the expectation that they're going to have their last name their whole life. You were. And so they don't have as much of an attachment around it.
Austin, Texas, according to thedailybeast.com, Alex Jones is not an imposter. He believes in all of the political stances he advocates, and you can take him at his word. At least that is according to testimony given by the InfoWars founder and conspiracy theorist par excellence during his custody trial in Austin on Wednesday. Jones said, quote, "I've been in movies as an actor, but I believe in the system I'm promoting of freedom and America and Americana and what makes it great," said Jones. Asked by his attorney, Randall Wilhite, to describe his life's work, Jones said, quote,
I'm a radio talk show host. I can't do Alex's voice. It'll destroy.
I'm a radio talk show host.
It'll destroy my throat if I even try. Adding that he does satire and combination news and entertainment. Jones added that he estimates his show is, quote, 90% hard news and punditry, as well as short films and comedy jokes. He said those claiming that it's all an act are trying to play a trick on people, unquote. It was Jones' first chance to address the court, the assertion made by his own legal team that the bombastic, over-the-top Alex Jones persona is merely theater, akin to, quote, judging Jack Nicholson in a custody dispute based on his performance as the Joker in Batman, as his attorney said at a previous hearing. It's a dangerous gambit by Jones. It could force him into a lose-lose situation. If the on-air Alex Jones is the same Alex at home, he could potentially lose custody of his three children. If it's all an act, he could stand to lose his credibility with the supporters that have helped him build a multi-million dollar business that Jones says employs 75 people.
I find this whole thing. I think the media is the worst about it. You know, the wife's side irritates me. The Alex Jones's lawyer. Okay, so Alex Jones can believe something and not act like a raging lunatic in his off-air time.
Right. So he can the lunatic thing could be the act, but the beliefs could be sincere. Is what
right.
You're saying.
It doesn't
have to be the either or that this guy's proposing.
Right. I don't talk about libertarianism every minute of the day when I'm talking to people out there, and when I go to a restaurant, I don't force the waitress to listen to a 12-minute monologue, and just because I do a radio program, it doesn't make any sense that they're doing this, except that everybody gains because everybody wants Alex Jones to lose. I'm not a big fan of Alex Jones, but
I don't want him to lose.
I don't care one way or the other, but I want him, if he loses, I want him to lose for the right reasons. You know what I mean? I was glad when he apologized for the Pizzagate thing. If he was wrong on that, then by God, step up and apologize for it. That's great. But to go after him because, well, he doesn't act like a lunatic at home, so he's just not genuine enough or whatever is stupid.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A little more from In Court with Alex Jones.
Watch out of that juice box. It's from the New World Order. It'll turn you into a gay frog.
Yeah, I guess there are worse things to be. 855-450-FREE. Join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about Alex Jones and some of the coverage. She's getting a lot of media coverage, and most of it not friendly. About his trial with him and his ex-wife that are, she took him to court. She's trying to get some custody of the children. Apparently she doesn't have any. So she's trying.
She gets $43,000 a month from Alex Jones, so she's getting plenty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, apparently she wants the kids, which, of course, would mean even more money likely coming from Alex Jones and child support payments at that point. But anyway, that's what's going on, and it has resulted in some discussion of whether or not Alex Jones...
I want to know why she doesn't have them already.
Yeah, that's so a good question, because usually courts will give it to give kids to a woman.
Yeah, the default parent is generally the woman. I'm not saying I know what's going on, but, you know, in many cases... obviously, Alex Jones is a very wealthy man, so maybe we're not talking about a situation here. But why doesn't she have? Why didn't she have custody of the kids? Why wasn't she given custody of the kids in the first place?
I wonder if any of these news media stories even address that. They all seem to be about Jones.
They want blood. They smell blood in the water, and they're going after Alex Jones. Yeah. And that's what I find so disgusting about this.
Well, if anything, you know, Alex Jones ought to take this as a compliment, because ultimately it shows that he's a success. You know, you don't have success unless you got haters. And Alex Jones has them in spades.
Yeah, he does.
The media, these people, do not like Alex Jones. And rather than ignore him, they are giving him all kinds of coverage. Now, they believe that it's going to hurt him. They believe that that putting this question in people's minds about whether or not he's real is going to harm Alex Jones. And I don't think that ultimately it will. I don't believe that all of this, because Alex Jones's listeners tend to not believe the media in the first place, right? Like, their whole thing is info war. Their whole concept is, you know, this is a war for people's minds is essentially what their viewpoint is, and that it's them versus the mainstream media. And so not everybody that's reporting on it's mainstream media, but to them everything else is the mainstream media. So even if it's the Daily Beast, which obviously isn't, you know,
CBS or something like that, or the Austin American Statesman, which I suppose is a newspaper. But anyway, my point being here, I think Alex Jones is going to weather this. He's going to come out fine. Maybe he's going to have to share his kids with his wife. But ultimately, this is all just free publicity for Alex Jones. So I understand it frustrates you, Mark, but I don't think you're used to having the level of scrutiny that Alex Jones is. And, I mean, yeah, we're on a radio show, too, but we don't have the same internet audience.
No.
And you're much more likely to encounter trolls on the internet than you are to have call into, you know, the radio show.
Well, right? We've had our fair share call in, but, yes, I agree with you that we just don't have the audience that, Jones does. It's just much larger there on the internet. And he's more polarizing than we are.
You think so?
Yes, he's more polarizing than we are. You may try to be polarizing, but at the very least, I temper that that polarization. People tend to hear me, and, oh, yeah, suddenly that makes a little more sense.
The jury in this case and the press, apparently the case was heard on Wednesday. It sounds like it was just Wednesday, and that's that, was treated to an Alex Jones they had most likely never seen before. Now, this suggests that the author here doesn't understand how juries work. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't put someone on a jury who knew who Alex Jones was in this case.
I don't know.
Now, we're supposed to have a jury of our peers. So, in theory, the jury should know who you are. But in the way I've seen juries chosen, if you have any kind of tangential relationship to a defendant, at least in a criminal case, you'll be disqualified from that case. So I highly doubt that they're putting Alex Jones' viewers or people who are even familiar with him on this jury. They've probably tried to find the people who don't have a preconceived notion about him.
And they're going to be shocked by those videos.
So they had most likely never seen the doting father bragging about his kids and smiling profusely. He talked about cooking breakfast for his kids before school and pictures taken of the family at Enchanted Rock, Natural Bridge Caverns, and other Central Texas spots that many an Austin juror probably remembers from school field trips. It seemed a remarkably tame performance by Alex Jones' standards, although he appeared at times to be struggling. Jones seemed incapable of answering questions directly and would repeatedly shake his head and squint at the ceiling in dismay at the objections of his ex-wife's attorney, Bobby Newman. Squeezed into his suit, he seemed to dominate the courtroom, largely due to his booming, gravelly voice that makes breakfast sound almost like a threat. It was hard to gauge what jurors thought of the hearing.
I agree completely. Just the way he talks, breakfast would sound like a threat.
It was hard to gauge what jurors thought of the hearing, or of hearing the same man who called the Sandy Hook massacre a hoax, and just this last weekend surmised that former President Obama's children are not his own, gush about his own flesh and blood, and at least a couple of them appeared a bit apprehensive. The day's events turned out to be a mixed bag for Jones. Early in the proceedings, the case manager and his divorce, Alyssa Sherry, testified that a previous psychiatric evaluation had ruled that he suffers from narcissistic personality disorder, a condition typified by traits including a lack of empathy, arrogance, and a propensity for grandiose fantasies. Prior to that, the case manager confirmed that Jones...
Does that mean that he's not qualified to take care of his kids? Does that mean that this woman is more qualified to take care of those kids?
Yeah, who knows what she's been diagnosed with. Prior to that, the case manager confirmed that Jones had taken off his shirt during a counseling session, saying it was the only time she could remember anyone doing such a thing.
He does take off his shirt a lot.
Yeah, sometimes a guy's got to get comfy.
It's really, very strange.
She said, it's a rare thing to have happened, unquote. Jones also spoke about how his 14-year-old son has, quote, contributed to InfoWars, unquote, since he was 10 years old. Though Jones added the caveat that it's, quote, just the PG stuff, not the serious stuff, and that, quote, he comes up with ideas he's interested in and asks to do something with the show, unquote. The assertion could come back to haunt Jones when not-so-PG clips from InfoWars are shown later in the trial. Okay, I take it back. Apparently it is still going on. Jones noted his family and himself have security guards who ensured their safety, including personnel which have guarded Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush. That testimony was followed by that of a court-appointed therapist who painted a negative picture of the emotional and psychological issues facing Kelly Jones, testimony that appeared to line up in Alex's favor. So apparently she's crazy. Suggesting by the expert here. The proceedings were interspersed with brief moments of tension between Jones and his ex-wife's legal team, who've complained over the past 2 days that Jones is shaking his head and smirking at them repeatedly. What, are you not allowed to do that in court?
Looking at the jurors?
No, this is the legal team.
The legal team. It's... No, I mean, you certainly are allowed to do that, but...
Apparently they're mad about it.
You better be careful trying to communicate whatever emotion you want sort of visually in the courtroom is not always a good idea.
Jones's testimony is set to continue apparently Thursday. Well, I haven't seen the summary of that yet, where he will face cross-examination from an aggressive, seasoned legal team that will surely pull out all the stops to get the Alex Jones we all know to appear on the witness stand, unhinged, unafraid, and perhaps his own worst enemy. Whether or not his shirt stays on remains to be seen.
That is weird, I gotta say.
I did hear Vincent on Off the Air Live last night talking about some of the Jones testimony that apparently happened on Thursday. And again, I haven't seen the story about that, but they asked him about his drug use. And
Alex Jones's drug use?
Yes.
Okay, what did he say?
I don't have it in front of me, but recollecting from what Vincent said, apparently Jones claimed that he tested some marijuana once. That
he had to test a little more.
Further, he claimed that he was testing it to see if it was indeed stronger now than it was back in the day.
How are you going to know that?
And suggested that that this is what the police do as well, that the police also are known to once a year smoke marijuana as a test, which I've never heard of anything.
Nor have I.
Like that before. And then
I'll take a toot now and then. I do not do crack cocaine.
Yeah. I don't know.
It sounded really funny.
Not in church. Not in church.
Well, it's best not to do crack cocaine in church.
And apparently they also questioned him about the encounter that he had with cannabis on the Joe Rogan show. So Joe Rogan does a podcast, and he had Alex Jones in his studio in California, where weed is legal now. Mm-hmm. So it was legal for Alex to smoke the weed there, but it wasn't legal for him to smoke it where he admitted to otherwise in Austin.
So what if Alex Jones has smoked some pot? I mean, so what?
All right, here we go. So BuzzFeed News has titled...
Am I going to be a better or worse father based on the fact that I've smoked pot larger than handful times or something like that? It's ridiculous.
Jones says he smokes pot yearly to, quote, monitor its strength, which is how law enforcement does it.
I don't think that's true.
Funny. I got the headline here now, finally. Maybe we'll talk about it at another time. But here's a rundown of Alex Jones' surreal testimony in court from Thursday, which also happened to be 420.
Yeah.
We talked about the pot. All right, so there you go. And we're done for tonight, but we'll see you tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.